welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us here. It's Tuesday night. It's the middle of the winter, and each and every one of you is probably bundled up from the cold. We've got a big snowstorm coming in. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and really want to share with you some extraordinary information. Once again, I've got an outstanding guest, and I also want to appreciate Carol Zimmerman for her work and always referring top guests to this show. And one of my longtime acquaintances, a man that I have highest regard for, talked about the show tonight because I put the press releases out. And if you're out there and you want to have that press release, just email me and I'll put you on my press release and my column news list so that you get my biweekly column so you stay up to date. Some of the information that's happening right now, of course, the United States, I think it was Citigroup, just borrowed something like $22 billion from foreign investors because we can't pay for our own bills. It shows where there's a tremendous faltering of the credit card debt. Most people, I don't know, don't know this, but the average American credit card holder has a $9,240 balance. In other words, a personal debt. And some of those holders out there have one, two, and three credit cards, and that's according to Brian Williams. But Dr. Albert Bartlett just wrote me today, and if for those of you who would like to, it's called Negative Population Growth, has published an NPG forum paper titled Thoughts on Immigration into the United States. And Dr. Albert Bartlett of Colorado University, the University of Colorado, is beyond brilliant. And he talks about this being the best, most rational, and thorough presentation. And you can go online or you can come to me on my website. Just email me, frostyw@juno.com, and I'll send it to you. It's www.npg.org/thoughts.pdf. And I'll say that again and when you've got your pencil and paper out. I was on a show on Clear Channel earlier this Monday, in fact, yesterday, and I started talking about the population crisis and what we face. And one guy got on the phone, and I'm very rational when I bring this to the interviews each time I interview, and I actually have been interviewing with Dave Chafin with Clear Channel, KGAB, up in Wyoming. And they're already feeling the effects of people just streaming into the state of Wyoming, and, of course, you all know that that's one of the least populated states. And one listener, I brought this very rational presentation. We're talking about the loss of land that we lose. 4 acres a minute, we lose 6,000 acres a day, and we're losing 2.19 million acres per year to development. And I started talking about this and gave all the consequences of the loss of carrying capacity, and some guy calls in, he says, well, your guest today is a whack job. What are we going to do, just kill all those people out there? We're just going to do that? What are you going to do? And, of course, my answer to that is, not emotional, not rhetoric, but reasoned and rational, considered solutions that I've presented in my forthcoming book, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. And, of course, the simplest thing to do, knowing that the American female stands at 2.03 fertility. In other words, the average American family has two kids, and that creates a stable population. And you can see that stable population would have leveled us off at 255 million. That's 45 million ago, of course, by 1990. But instead, of course, we opened up those doors to this country, and we're being flooded. And that's why we added 100 million people, and that's why we're going to add another 100 million by 2040, just 32 years from now. And so I tried to keep my calm, but I was a little edgy, and I said, sir, excuse me, and you can call people whack jobs who are whacked, but I'm a man who's already seen what's coming, and I'm presenting. You don't have to kill anybody. You simply have to have a 10-year moratorium on all immigration into this country, and we simply then go from there. I'll be right back after these words with my guest, and I'm kind of excited because he's a funny guy, he's a smart guy, and he's going to be great for this hour. Thanks for joining us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And as you all know, I have this picture of Clint Eastwood right here in my desk. Bob and Kay have been so gracious to send it to me, and I'm very, very thankful. And as you all know, there is the good, there is the bad, and there is the ugly in just about everything, because that's the human race, that's the human condition. And hopefully, everyone listening tonight is part of the good. And that good is the U.S. Constitution, that is the United States of America, that's the people of the United States of America, not so always with our politicians, who somehow seem to get us into a whole lot of trouble. But if I can finish up before I go to our guest, I tried to use reason. Because I gave the examples of the massive overload of 6 million people added to Colorado and another 40 million added to California and another 12 million added to Texas, as you've all heard me before. And for those of you who haven't listened, go to my website, frostywooldridge.com. You can go to americanchronicle.com, rinse.com. You can also go, of course, to newswithviews.com, where I write twice a week. I can put you on my personal list that I'll send you out, the kinds of alerts that I send out, plus my columns, plus the press releases. And so I tried to answer this guy in really rational terms, and I said, "Sir, how about a 10-year moratorium on all immigration, both legal and illegal, enforce our immigration laws, and then after the 10 years, a maximum of $100,000 per year from compatible cultures and compatible countries that really bring us positive immigrants that are going to be a positive part of the United States of America." And I don't consider a bunch of the Bush people from the southern parts of Africa that kind of a situation, or would you bring in people from the middle of the Brazilian rainforest and then all of a sudden stick them into this society? No, you won't. You don't do that. It doesn't make any sense. And so what we need to do is really bring positive people into this country that are going to make a benefit to the country, and that's 100,000 maximum per year. And why is that? It's because that's how we can assimilate successfully, and that 100,000 will offset, of course, the 100,000 that are egress or leave the country every year. We actually have 100,000 people leaving. That would lead to a stable population here in the United States. And so anyway, he wasn't particularly thrilled about thinking rationally or thinking with some kind of a reasoned solution. And so I can't hardly help people like that. But as you all know, and as we have gone over some of the consequences with that series that I wrote that's soon to be a book, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, we either do something now or it will be a human Katrina, and we will be paying a severe consequence, as you all know, as it's already manifesting in places like China and India and Bangladesh and certainly Africa and certainly in Mexico and certainly in Brazil, where the populations are just simply overloading. And so that was interesting for me to have to deal with people who get all emotional about this thing, because in the end, if we allow the next 100 million people into this country, it's not going to be an emotional thing. It's going to be a disaster. And so hopefully you get educated and you get to have understandings, and then the solutions, and I talked about solutions, a national carrying capacity policy, a national sustainable population policy, a national environmental impact policy that we can have the animals have a chance to have their habitat saved so they can also have a life here in the United States. So that's what's happening on that, and I wanted to share that with you. And if I may, I'm going to go to our guest, because this man is quite an outstanding author. He's a humorist, and he's an economist, and he's written a book called The Biggest Lie Ever Believed. His name is Michael Folkerth, and this thing is, how can you survive the biggest lie ever believed? And he talks about, in 2008, the oldest of America's 78 million baby boomers, and I'm one of them, in the front of the line, who began the largest and longest mass retirement in U.S. history. And the government has known for more than 40 years that financially it won't work. It is often referred to as the dirty little secret that everyone in Washington knows, but of course they just want to be in denial of it and hope it goes away. Well, guess what? It's not going away. And the economic growth necessary to support this mass retirement is mathematically impossible. Now, Mike Folkerth is a man who is not your run-of-the-mill author of economics. Nor does he write boring lecture style, not even close. He's a former real estate broker, a developer, a private real estate fund manager, an auctioneer, an Alaskan bush pilot. That's my kind of guy. He's a U.S. Navy veteran. Well, I was Army, he's in the Navy, but we're all in the same boat going toward the same end as far as defending our country. He was an heavy equipment operator. Well, I was a truck driver, son of a gun, 18-wheeler. He's been a fishing guide. Well, I've also been a guide on the mountain for skiing and so forth. He's been a horse packer. Of course, you all know my brother has ridden his horse across America coast to coast. The key here is he's had some tremendous experiences. He does not use borrowed textbook examples provided by PhDs in economics, who tend to be very smart but very sheltered. And I call that the the academic towers of naivete. And I've certainly been there and watched it myself. They never get step foot into society. They just get PhD after PhD. And so he's written this book, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed, and we're going to go about it, and we're going to share it. And he's got a quote here I love at the end. He says, if you find you're on the wrong train, get off at the next stop. It's much shorter, a trip back home, unquote, Mike Folkerth. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Mike, and it's really a pleasure. And if you can, just give a little bit of an overview of what this book is all about, because I find it to be outstanding, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. The birds of a feather, I suppose. The basis of my book is that our basic economy, the structure, is impossible. It's not improbable. It's actually impossible to continue, because it's the basis is exponential growth, ever expanding, of finite resources. That's an impossible mathematical theorem. As if we continue to practice that, we will have to continue with immigration. And as we'll talk about a little later in the program here, that's the problem, is we must have immigration. We must have an expanding population. We must continue to grow and grow and grow and grow in order to support the basis of our economy.
Now, why not? Because we know we can't keep growing and growing and growing. We can't add the next 100 million people with extraordinary, unbelievable, incredible consequences as to water supply, air pollution, acid rain, global warming, you name it. Why wouldn't a wise congressperson or a president say, you know something, this thing is not going to work, Mike, so we're going to change it. We're, instead of retiring at 62 or 65 and start drawing down on your Social Security benefits, why not jump the Social Security up to the age of 70 so that the fund is then protected, and then and the harsh reality is more people would die off faster, and so there wouldn't be so much draw on the Social Security that's not there for them anyway. Doesn't that sound like a much more reasoned and rational one? And also you could take a second part of that, is that anybody that has a savings that's worth, you know, half a million, they can't draw on Social Security because they have enough money in their own personal accounts. I mean, can't we augment or facilitate or change that law so that we can actually make it somewhat more sustainable?
Sure, we could. And you kind of answered the own questions. The problem is when you brace people with these types of changes, Americans want change without having to change. We're seeing that in our present election cycle.
Oh, boy.
As long as everyone else has to change, that's great. But if I have to change personally, my habits and consumption, of course, is a problem. 62% of all American jobs are created by consumer spending, by increased consumption. And so there becomes the problem. I paid into it. I want it. You're not going to take it away from me now after all these years of promising. And I don't know. There's not an easy answer to change the system, with the exception that we have to live a simpler, less consumptive life, because all the resources that we have came with this spaceship that we live on, and there are no more.
And, of course, you and I have probably seen that reality in our travels around the planet. I know I've seen it. And now my question is this, Mike. Why would American citizens sit here and they watch what's happening over there in China? They've seen the beaches are just packed to wall like sardines in a can. The cities are just polluted. I mean, Beijing is freaking out right now because there's so much pollution in the air you can't even breathe, let alone run the 100-meter dash. And Americans have seen on ABC and NBC and CBS, they've seen Brian Williams show them that there's no more water in the wells in India, and they're expected to grow to 1.55 billion by mid-century. In other words, the consequences are there. Why do we think we are immune to them?
I just believe that we want this so badly that we believe the biggest lie ever believed. And I talk about that a lot in my book. We want to believe so badly that we can continue to consume from a finite resources that we just do so. We just don't want to face the truth. And the hard truths have become so evident at this point in time. And the suggestions that you just made, even if we could grow, why would you want to? Look at the quality of life in huge cities. I remember when Denver, Colorado, which is where you are right now, and I'm in Cedar Edge, Colorado, but Denver, Colorado used to be called the littlest big town in the world.
Oh, and it was beautiful.
Oh, it was just a wonderful place. I mean, crime was nearly non-existent.
Correct.
And you could get around, you could move around, but growth, if a person can simply understand the growth.
We're going to have to take a quick break right here, Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with the author of How Can You, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed. It's going to be a great book, and it is tremendous. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, oh boy, we've got callers from Alaska. We've got callers from Connecticut. And I hope that Doug and Henry hold the line here because I want to get the next 10 minutes before the break, but we'll get right back to you because I want to really cover some information that Mike has for you. So if you'll hold on from Alaska and hold on from Connecticut, through the next break, then I'll get to you immediately, and I appreciate your calls. Mike, why, again, you were just about to tell us that the American people don't, are we in denial? Are we pretending? Are we somebody that's looking at on the beach there and watching the Hurricane Katrina come in, and we're just sitting there saying it's not going to get us? I mean, what exactly is this? Is it a national mania? Is it a national denial? Is it foolish? Is it stupid? Who brings it on, and why are we doing it to ourselves?
Well, we are the heralded queen of denial. There's absolutely no possibility of anyone dethroning us. In my book, I talk about us winning the gold medal in the Consumer Olympics. We're going to consume until there's just nothing left to consume. The housing debacle that we're presently involved in that is actually dragging down the economic sector to the point that, as you suggested earlier, the banks are having to be bailed out by China, by India, by Pakistan, by Korea, by the Arabs.
Right.
We're on a downhill slide, and we don't have any breaks. The U.S. only represents 4.8% of the people on this planet. 4.8% of the people in the world, and yet we use 25% of all fuel and 30% of all materials produced on Earth. The other people now want their share, which is a real bad thing. I think it's the old, if you can't beat them, join them. So the Chinese jumped square in the middle of capitalism, but there's 1.4 billion of those people, and the East Indians are at 1 billion population.
1.1, actually.
Yes. If they begin to consume even partially at the rate of the United States, we will exhaust every known natural resource on this planet in a very short period of time. So, yes, we're absolutely in denial. We cannot do what we're doing, but we're going to do it until there's no more.
And when there's no more, what is going to happen, Mike?
Well, you know, some 30 years ago, I used to talk with my friends, worked at RCA at Bartlett Earth Station in Talkeetna, Alaska, and we used to talk about which natural resource would run out the quickest, and it would be the barrier. It would be the thing that caused us to hit the wall. And it appears at this point in time it may be fuel. We have hit peak world fuel as far as oil.
Correct.
And yet the consumption continues to rise, and it's predicted to go up, you know, just in legions in the next few years. So we could see fuel become to the point that the average person simply cannot afford it. And that may be the one thing that reins us in, because once more, we're 5% using 25%, and it just won't work. So that,
well, as a matter of fact, there's been projections that the fuel in the United States next year will be $4 a gallon. Personally, I welcome that simply because we cannot continue. We burn 22 million barrels a day out of the 80 million barrels each day they're burned around the planet, and the prices in Europe are already between $6 and $8 a gallon. I know, because I was in Norway 2 years ago; it was $7.82 a gallon over there. So there's no question we're going to hit up against this wall. So now, since you know that and I know that, why doesn't the president or why doesn't the Congress say, we better start moving toward two-cylinder cars, electric cars, solar voltaic transfer cars? Why isn't that happening?
It's because of the two-party system. Each one party wins by promising more than the other one just gave us. And if anyone who actually trots out the truth is immediately executed. I mean, it really is. Let's shoot the messenger. We don't want to know this. I think we can see this with, and I'm not doing a plug here, but Ron Paul has tried to educate people to the fact that the U.S. is broke. We owe more money than the total wealth of every American household combined, and yet we continue to increase the national debt and go on as if this were not a problem. Well, it is a problem. All these things are problems, and they're starting to manifest themselves. And, you know, I've never seen a time that was more evident that we're coming to the end of this paradoxical existence.
And paradoxical it is. And almost this thing takes my breath away, because I've known this. I know that we have a $2 trillion consumer debt. We've got the average credit card at $9,240 in debt. We've got mortgage home foreclosures literally running like a wildfire across the country. We have the housing. We've got all your interest debt problems that are simply just piling up. We've really, and of course the $9 trillion debt that we have right now, what is there going to be a correction? Is there going to be a depression? Is there going to be a recession? How do we, if we are to live through it, what is the answer to that?
Well, the U.S. is in recession. Even the mainstream economists say that, where the U.S. is in recession. It just takes a few months before we recognize that. And to give you some inclination of the importance of growth here, the textbook example of...
We're going to have to come right back to that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mike Folkerth. He is the author of The Biggest Lie Ever Believed. And we'll be right back. We're going to be talking to Doug Henry and Lance from British Columbia. So hold on to your seats. We'll be right back after these comments. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, you're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, and I'd like to make sure that those of you who are listening for the first time go to republicbroadcasting.org, and, of course, you will see all of the guests, the hosts, the different things that they talk about, and you're much, much welcome to become a part of the Republic Broadcasting Network, because I tell you what, you're going to get some of the straight-up-and-down scoop that's going on. I'm talking to Mike Folkearth right now. He is the author of The Biggest Lie Ever Believed. And I tell you what, Mike, is it possible you could we need to go through this book and cover more of it, because I've already got a bunch of phone calls coming in. Can we have you back on the show Thursday night?
Sure.
Okay, well, then we're gonna make this a two-part series, and we're going to go to the questions right now. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have questions or comments for Mike, it's 1-800-313-9443, and we've got Doug Geeting out of Alaska, all the way from Alaska, and of course I've been up there quite a few times. Doug, if you're on the show, you have a question or comment, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hi, how you doing there? And hi, Mike, good to hear you.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it seems like there's the problem with the Americans is just they seem to gunning for the instant gratification on things, and just not having the patience to want to deal with the time it takes for change and regarding immigration law change does that seem like it's part of the problem, is just people that just have either that or just apathy that there's not much they can do about it?
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it, Doug. But we can do something about it. For instance, right now it seems like we're all standing around waiting for a new presidential election that won't happen for a year from now, and then we'll give them a couple of years to do something, when in fact we have 540 members of Congress that are responsible for all these things that we want changed. We should demand that they change them now. But it takes some pain, it seems like, for these people to respond to it. People have to start to lose their jobs and feel the pressure personally and feel the fire before they respond. But respond they will, and I think we're going to see a big upswell in the country in the very near future as people in this country start to realize is that we have a very, very serious problem.
Doug, I'm curious, what part of Alaska are you from, Doug?
I'm in Talkeetna.
Talkeetna.
Yeah, just up here. I used to fly around with Michael up here, and he's part of the wrong guy's air service, you know.
Okay, well, outstanding. I mean, I've spent 5 summers up there, done a lot of writing about Alaska. I was back up there in 2003, and, I just love Alaska, and really one of the great last bastions of the wilderness and all that is individual.
It's pretty much that, yeah. Lots of individuality and... but this is it's an interesting subject, and I think the book's going to do a lot of good for people. But
you're just a regular American citizen, and you're up there in the middle of Alaska. Do you see the same thing, that this country's just simply running this economy over a cliff, and we're just simply going to have to be the victims once it goes over the cliff because it's a brakeless train?
I think probably more that you folks that are living down in the mainstream probably get a bigger effect of the problems because of immigration and that sort of thing. So up here, I think people have a tendency, at least I do, to be a little bit on the naive side, or just the uneducated side of really what is going down.
Probably aren't going to be affected by it as much up there, because you are far away from the lower 48, and you're not suffering the big cities with the big gas prices, and there's a whole lot more of an individual survival situation up there in Alaska. You got to be one tough cookie to make it through those Alaska winters.
Yeah, the biggest problem, I think, is the connection that we all have up here, at least I myself, is just in refinancing homes, you know, paying off debt, because we're tied into the banks of America, you know, not just in Bank of America, but all the banks down there, the branches up here. So we get tied into that because of that. You know, our interest rates are any different than yours, you know.
Correct.
So, you know, it's what happens down there certainly is going to affect us, and how we're going to be able to, you know, pay off the debts. And, of course, that's the big killer, it seems like, for most of us, is just trying to, you know, get our head out of water. And the immigration thing for us up here doesn't seem to be a problem, but you know, and that was a part of another question that I had was you mentioned and I didn't get the number of people that are coming across the southern border every year on a seasonal basis.
Well, it's well over a million.
People, yeah, that's a lot. I mean, how many of those go back across either for assuming they're coming over the border to work and then going back? They're going back and forth, or is this...
Nope. What's happening is they're coming in and staying in at 1 million per year on average. That's what we're facing. Here in Colorado, we just jumped 100,000 just in the last 365 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does the Constitution do? Is there anything in the Constitution as far as protecting?
Yes, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Yeah. But the problem is we don't have a president or a Congress that is enforcing the Constitution. It's not enforcing the labor laws. It's not enforcing the illegality. And so it's simply letting us become the collateral damage down here. And that's why this thing is really cooking up and heating up. And it's going to be one of the top 3 or 4 issues in the presidential campaign. Once these people stop slinging mud at each other and it gets down to the only 1 or 2 or 3 final presidential candidates, they're going to have to do really some hard answers to the American people, because we're getting overrun. This is an invasion of our country.
You know, well, talking to people from down there, it certainly sounds like it's you know, it's not good down in Southern California as well.
It's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. Doug, I want to thank you for calling, because I got to get to some more of the callers here, and thank you very much, and keep warm up there in Alaska, big guy, and Talkeetna.
We'll do it. Hang in here, Mike.
Thank you, Doug.
We've got Henry from Connecticut. He's been waiting long, and we got Lance next. But, Henry, you've got a question or comment, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Southern California and also Queens, New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No turbans, change.
Turbans, burkas, and all over Queens and Brooklyn. You mentioned about Norway, you said seven. When you say seven point something a gallon.
7.82 when I was there, yes.
Seven what?
$7.82 a gallon.
All right. Do you mean 7.82 Norwegian krona?
No, or no. $7.82 on the exchange scale. Yeah, that's they have the highest gas prices in Europe.
Yeah, but 7 krona is not quite the same as the krona. It's not as high as the U.S. dollar. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, is and it, I know what, that. No, I'm talking about $7.82 U.S.
Is
that
what, oh, what it, okay.
That was the exchange on that, correct?
Yeah. Well, one of the things also you got to remember too is that. In Germany, one time, several years ago, the gas prices went down, and you had the stupid globalist politicians there. They're running Germany because Germany's really kind of semi-controlled by America. Where they want to keep it high for some type of environmental global warming crap. And I thought that, so you got to remember, too, they could deliberately try to keep the tax stuff high for no reason at all. And that doesn't make sense, but
it doesn't make sense because they're actually a net exporter of oil, but Norway is Norway, and actually Norway is a huge socialist country now. So,
yeah, well, socialists are not. I mean, they have some excuses that they use sometimes, but
right.
At least they take better care of the infrastructure though, with the trains and stuff. All right, I'm going to move
right.
on. I saw speaking about what you're saying with energy. I saw something in Investors Daily. It's nowhere near like the international forecaster, but they had a circle, what you call a circle graph, like a pie graph.
Sure.
And they said out of Europe, 41% or something like that of Germany uses the solar, and 12% of Europe, and much, much less for the U.S. And I'm wondering this. I also was told that, so you mentioned about a two-cylinder car. That wouldn't work because the thing is there's a lot of alternative technology out there where you don't have to compromise quality or energy or power or anything else. They
right.
want people to believe that. And two cylinders just wouldn't be powerful enough. You wouldn't have much speed with that either.
Well, you know, you may not, but you could have a two-cylinder car for runaround cars in the middle of Kansas. I mean, we got to start specializing the kinds of vehicles that are in the different particular states. And I used to run I had a Nissan Sentra for 10, 12 years. It used to get 48 miles a gallon on a four-cylinder. So, I mean, what it blows me away that here it is 20 years later and we're still fighting with 20 and 30 miles per gallon when we should be getting 50 and 60 miles per gallon.
Well, actually, I heard that a carburetor was invented somewhere back in 1950s and 60s that get 100 miles at a gallon, and they tried to... These stupid idiots here, where I think in Europe they would try to promote it, but
right.
over here is the opposite. We do stuff to screw ourselves over, and they even put some type of thing in the gasoline so it wouldn't work, but there's a
right.
way you can modify it.
But anyway, do you have a question for Henry? Because I want to, because I got a bunch of people waiting here on this thing.
Yeah, as far as this immigration stuff goes, I was talking to somebody saying it's happening up there in Springfield, where some of the crime and stuff is increasing up in Springfield, Springfield, Massachusetts, compared to what it was 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we need to change. We have to do – is there something we could do to change our legal immigration as well? Because overwhelmingly what we take in is like only 15% of Europe, maybe less than that, and everything is all this other third world, you know, stuff coming in.
Right.
And it seems to be the ones who are running this country, the Illuminati and so forth, that are in their 70s and up. They think we're not supposed to bring people here who want to assimilate or who can help this country be a more advanced, you know, civilization like Japan or Germany. They think we should just be wonderful, open to just bring any crap here just because who's going to work hard and work hard. And meanwhile, the country's becoming crap. I mean, we can't
Understood.
Make a plunger
Henry,
or anything.
Mike, do you have an answer to that, of Henry's question or thoughts?
Well, I've got lots of answers for it, but basically, we still go back to a population issue, and we live in a finite world, Frosty, and we cannot infinitely consume resources, and so allowing 1.2 million people to immigrate here annually on a legal basis, and allowing at a minimum 400,000 people to come in illegally, because we certainly do allow that, as it's not an accident. To keep the economy humming along and the consumption is necessary to keep America moving. So immigration, in my humble opinion, is based on a flawed economic structure at the bottom.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that, because I interviewed Dr. Brian Check on a runaway locomotive economy, and he said we've got to get to steady state economics. And there's no question that if we continue on this path, it's a brick wall for the entire country, whether it's resources or whether it's water or whether it's air or whether it's farmland. There's no way to get out of this thing. Henry, I gotta get to my other callers here. Thanks for calling from Connecticut. I appreciate your comments, sir.
Okay, take care.
Okay, Lance from British Columbia, and I love British Columbia. I've biked up there, I've bicycled up there, motorcycled up there. I love British Columbia, of course. It is just a beautiful part of Canada. I've been through all 10 Canadian provinces on my bike. It's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us, and you have a question or comment, Lance.
I do. Hello, first of all. This is the first time calling in. I've been listening to RBN since its inception, I do believe.
Well, thank you.
And it was actually a particularly good segue about the diminution of farmland and whatnot. And I've never heard it. I listen to various and sundry radio stations along this line. This is probably the best one. But I've never heard it mentioned once, and it's a landscape design system called permaculture.
Permaculture?
It's called permaculture.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll leave it at that and just Google permaculture. But it's a way of manipulating the landscape around where areas where people inhabit, and getting rid of the things that people can't actually use in that landscape, and then replacing them with things, i.e., perennial food plants, perennial fuel plants, medicinal plants, and taking that, and it's applicable from urban design all the way through to, I'm not sure how it actually works on large farms, but from, you know, like small rural lots, like 5-acre lots or something, like that's what I inhabit, and I live on the Sunshine Coast. It's a beautiful place, but without the, if you can manipulate your landscape so that most of your needs are met from that landscape, you cut down so much on fuel. Like, on average, in order to produce an industrial egg, one egg is about 1,000 calories of energy for 10 calories that you get out of that egg.
Correct.
But if you have a small flock of chickens, and you don't have an orchard of fruit trees or of apple trees. Sorry, I'm nervous. I don't like talking on the phone, but if you have an orchard, a mixed orchard, so that you have like an apple tree that produces at the end of August, you have an apple tree that produces the second week of September, and you have an apple tree that produces at the end of October, a small family, that's enough to live off of those few apples as long as they're storage apples for a long time. The way to cut down on everything is to produce more things right where you're at, and It's long-term thinking, and long-term thinking is something that we seem to have forgotten. I was listening to your show actually in the background as I was discussing something else, and just as your guest, whose name I don't actually think I ever caught.
Mike Folker.
Mike. Well, hello, Mike, too.
Hello, Mike.
There was a church in England, and it was Cobb, so I'm assuming it's going to be around Devon or something. There was a church in England, and they had huge oak beams, and they started to deteriorate because they were 500 years old. And the church fathers thought, oh, where are we going to get the oak trees to replace these things, because they're big logs. So the church fathers went back into the annals, and it actually turns out that all the oak trees that were planted around that church were planted so that people 500 years later could cut down those oak trees and replace those huge chunks of wood.
Oh, that's thinking about Orion Lyons said we must think about the seventh generation to come, and that to me shows that they were thinking about the seventh generation to come.
They were, I got all trapped up in the Y2K stuff a long time ago and left the city, and I'm actually kind of a useless city fart living in the country that's trying to make a go of it. But the only thing that I've run across, and I know it's wrapped up in the UN Agenda 21 stuff and all that, and they've
Correct.
Endorsed it, but they don't actually practice it. But if I'm just going to urge everybody that's listening just to Google permaculture, because, you know, you can, if you can plant trees to feed your chickens, then you don't need to truck in anything from anywhere else. If you can plant, you know, berry bushes and vines and even small trees to, that will, even here, like, okay, well, I live in probably the most, I guess it's one of the warmest areas of Canada, because I live in south coastal British Columbia.
Right.
But I've already come up with nine or ten species that will go, and I have to feed my chickens from February to March. And the rest of the time, they're eating things that are falling off the vine. So we have to think about, it's a whole new way of thinking about things.
Well, you know something, Lance, you're very correct on that. We have to change paradigms. And I thank you for those thoughts. And I'm going to try to get, I'm going to go to permaculture, but I'm going to get some of the people that can come on and bring information on that particular realm about self-sustaining. And we're out of time right here. Ladies and gentlemen, we just talked to Lance from British Columbia about farming and sustainable farming. We'll be right back with Mike Folkerth, and I will wrap up. But we're going to have a whole other evening with Mike, because we're going to go after this book. Be right back after these comments. Thanks for joining us. You're talking to and listening to Connecting the Dots.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're talking to Mike Folkerth. He is the author of The Biggest Lie Ever Published. It's by the Lifetime Chronicle Press, and I'm going to give you a quote right here. And this quote is, "This is about the future of our country, our kids, and our grandkids. We the people have to rise up to make sure things get changed," unquote. That's David M. Walker, Comptroller General of the United States of America, in a speech given October the 26th, 2006, in Austin, Texas. He's also been on CBS's 60 Minutes. I'm going to ask all the listeners out there, if you get a chance, write in to Charlie Rose at PBS. It's charlierose@pbs.org, and write in to 60 Minutes and ask them to interview Frosty Wooldridge on the population crisis. And if you don't know if you can't remember what I'm asking you to do, simply say that Frosty Wooldridge has a program titled The Coming Population Crisis in America and What You Can Do About It. He talks all over the country. He talks to major colleges. He talks to the Mensa. He talks to the Rotary. And get that guy on, because I want to inject the harsh reality of what is going to happen to this country if we had 100 million people. So if you can do that, and do it to Lou Dobbs, to get it to all the people. And I've got all those information. So if you want, go to my website, write me an email. And we're going to jump back into this, because Mike's book is very important, because he's talking about the economic side of this thing. And you can go to Amazon.com. Where else can we get this book? Is it in the? It's probably in all of the Barnes and Noble and every place else about now, isn't it, Mike?
You know, the very best way for people to get this book, and the way that I prefer, is I didn't write this book to make money. I wrote this book to educate. If they go to my website at kingofsimple.com, that's just kingofsimple.com. If they drop me an email, anybody that's listening to the program tonight, I discount the book. I'll include shipping. I'll send them back a personal email, and I'll get the book out to them. And that's,
go ahead.
But that's the way I would really prefer to do it right now, at kingofsimple.com. I sell hundreds and hundreds of these books like that, the book is $13.95. Anybody listening to the program, for $12.50, that includes first class postage. Just drop me an email at kingofsimple.com, and I'll send them a book.
Okay, and you know, it is also at Amazon.com. It's also at BarnesandNoble.com. And, of course, you all know that my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, is on those same websites. It's on my website. And I don't make any money either, because I put everything I do back into saving this country. All the money that's coming in from the next book, the next added 100 million Americans, is the same way. And Michael Folkerth and I and others out there, we're not doing this for kicks, grins, and giggles. We're doing it to educate the American people. And so, on Thursday of this week, Mike, you and I are going to dig into this thing. We're going to go chapter to chapter, and I'm going to be your student, okay? And you're going to teach me.
That'd be wonderful. Earlier you were talking about debt. David Walker reports we have $53 trillion in unfunded debt, with growth as the mandate to pay that bill. $53 trillion.
And, of course, you and I both know that that's like the Titanic trying to go faster so it can hit the iceberg, of, in this case, the population iceberg, faster so that we can all sink faster.
It just simply won't work. It won't work, Frosty. You talked about carrying capacity.
It won't work. You know, we're going to have to catch up to you on Thursday, Mike, and, you know, you and I are going to have coffee together one of these days.
We'll do that, too.
We'll see you on Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, you're talking to Mike Folkerth, and we're going to be back Thursday with a full rendition of Connecting the Dots. Thanks for sharing with us. Good night, Godspeed, and God bless.
With